A judge will decide this week whether to drop criminal charges on the faith-healing death of a girl in the Wausau area last Easter. Dale and Leilani Newman prayed rather than seeking medical attention for their 11-year-old daughter, who was dying from untreated diabetes. The Newmans were not members of any church, but had some contact with an internet ministry. Robert Glenn Howard, UW Associate Professor of Religious Studies, says the phenomena of worshiping exclusively online is not unusual. He says it allows people to custom fit their spiritual beliefs.
Out of the entire sort of, the entire sort of internet of people talking, they can find 10, 15, 20, 100, 1,000 people that believe very much the way they do, and they can pick that community.
Believers aren't limited to brick-and-mortar churches in their area. Howard says this option is empowering to some.
I think maybe that it empowers them to really pick and choose how they engage in religious expression and belief to a greater degree than it would if they actually, engaged with a minister or a priest or a rabbi and went to a community center and talked to the neighbors next to them.
The Newmans claim they acted according to their freedom of religion, and they say their second-degree reckless homicide charges are unconstitutional. Marathon County Judge Vincent Howard recently said that courts in two states threw out similar charges, but courts in two other states let the issue go to trial. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.